Hello students, it's your IELTS tutor Jack, and welcome to another episode of the IELTS Plus English Podcast. Today's episode is Festivals and Traditions, and this is one I have been waiting for. It's topic 17, so I've been waiting a long time, but I love festivals and traditions, and particularly Christmas. So that's what I'm going to talk about today. It's totally out of season, but I will be using Christmas a lot in my answers, and I'll give you a quick chat about Christmas before we start. But before we start, don't forget, check out www.jacks-english.com. That's my website where you can get today's questions and vocabulary and expressions for free. Everything's free. And if you're in Korea, sorry, then you can go to Yongguk Yongo Jack's English, which is a Naver cafe, and there's lots of things available for you there. So Christmas, this is what I'm focusing on today, because for me and my family, this is really important. It takes 3 days in total, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and Boxing Day. And it's where the family get together. We spend a lot of time together. Maybe some of the extended family come to our house. We exchange lots of gifts. I know this is important in IELTS, is the meaning of gift giving. And I think we're going to have a question about that today. And yeah, it is meaningful in our family. Obviously not the money side of it. It doesn't have to be an expensive gift. But just the act of exchanging things and doing something meaningful. Also, food is a big part, of course, you know me. Food is a big part of Christmas, the roast dinner, the different sort of traditional foods, dishes, things that we eat at Christmas. As you probably know, turkey is a big part of Christmas. And then finally, as I said, we have lots of customs. So there's these little actions through the 3 days that I really enjoy. We watch certain movies. We go for a Christmas walk. These are things that are, they seem small, but if we were to remove them from that 3 day period, it would be a shame. And that's Christmas for me. So what I want to know from you on YouTube or listening to the podcast, does this sound like your Christmas? Or do you have another festival that is similar? You know, it's multiple days and you're doing lots of things with the family. So let me know if you can, what is an important festival for you? Now, I've talked a lot, so I think the best thing to do is to get straight on. We'll do one part one. What is the most important festival in your country? So I will answer with Christmas, because that is true in the UK. The most important festival in the UK is probably Christmas. Of course, it is a religious festival. It's a Christian festival. But it has become a period as a nation where we, regardless of religion, we spend time away from work. We spend more time with our family. And it's a really happy period in the country, certainly for those 3 days. So I would say Christmas is an important festival in the UK. Right, we'll go into part two. So 2 minutes is on the clock. And my question is, describe a popular festival or celebration in your country. So of course, I am going to use Christmas again. You're going to get sick of hearing about Christmas, but I'm going to structure it this time. So listen carefully for the structure I always use. 2 minutes on the clock, time starts now. I'd like to tell you about Christmas. When I was young, Christmas was such an important time for me, and still is now. But I remember how we had all of our routines. And there were some things that really stick out in my mind from when I was young. For example, on Christmas Eve night, Santa Claus would come. So I would look out of the window and see, is Santa Claus in the sky? Of course, I believed in Santa. And in the morning, my bed would be covered in presents. that was a really magical time to wait and wake up in the morning and there's all these presents and open them with my family. I also, of course, getting gifts as a child was so important, I suppose. It was so joyful. I remember particular gifts like my Lego and getting my first real bike. So Christmas was always so important to me when I was young. Let me tell you a little more about Christmas. Christmas in England is a really important time where you normally get 3 or 4 days off of work. You spend time with your family. Shops generally shut down or at least do limited opening hours. And wherever you go for the Christmas period, you can just hear music and you can see decorations and lights and evidence of Christmas. For me personally, it's a really important time of the year because nowadays I get to spend time with my family. And I think as I have a daughter now, it's going to be really important to introduce that to her and give her the experiences that I had when I was young. So in the future, and that's the time up, and I would have said that in the future, and I would have talked about giving a good Christmas to my daughter. So that's part two. Very easy for me because I love Christmas. I hope if you have the IELTS exam, you have a topic that you can easily talk about. And obviously, choose the festival that you're passionate about, you're interested in. Let's do some part three. What is the purpose of gift giving? I think gift giving shows your appreciation for the people you love. I don't think the gifts need to be expensive, and I don't think you need to try to particularly impress the person with your gift, but the important thing is that the gift is meaningful. Sometimes it could be from something that person has said before, or perhaps the gift is something important for their lifestyle, something like that. And it just shows that you love that person. So yes, I would say that gift giving is important for showing your love and appreciation. Okay, just a little note there I think is worth mentioning. Just remember, with part three, I always recommend that you give your direct answer, example, and then conclusion. There's those four elements. And when you give your explanation, I always tell my students, just go through your head, what, when, where, why, who. What, when, where, why, who, the 5 W's. And very often that will give you something you can elaborate on. For example, I said that the purpose of gifts is to show your appreciation. Well, in my head, I said, what? Well, what are the gifts? And then I gave detail on the types of gifts you can give. So that's just a little tip. If you're struggling to think of detail, try to train yourself to ask the questions and then answer what, when, where, why, who. You only need one or two. Okay, let's do another part three. Are any old traditions related to particular times of the year in your country disappearing? That's a really awkwardly asked question, but if you break it down, it makes sense. I think a lot, so I live in South Korea, and I think a lot of traditions and festivals are disappearing. I know, for example, things like Thanksgiving and the Korean New Year, people are not observing the different customs that have traditionally been there. So in Korea, for example, it's customary to let's talk about Thanksgiving. It's customary to make a very large meal as a family. That's reducing. There are so many rituals through the Thanksgiving day, like visiting the tomb of your ancestors. So these are really long-standing traditions that are changing, and we're losing them, which is a shame. And I think it's very important that we preserve these traditions. Okay, I'll be honest with you. I put a number of the vocabulary expressions from today's handout in that answer because I realized I was so focused on Christmas, I wasn't using today's vocabulary and expressions. So you'll find I used about 4, 5, or 6 vocabulary expressions from today's sheet. Please study that. And I think we'll wrap up there. I've said a lot. I've talked a lot. I thought I would because I love Christmas so much. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And as I said, go to my website, www.jacks-english.com. And I'll be back next week with topic 18. We're getting close to halfway, and another great topic next week, food. So have a wonderful week, study very hard, and I will see you soon. Bye-bye.